Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. My name is Angel and I am your host. I would like to extend to you this invitation to join me today on a journey of exploration, discovery, and clarity with one of the many guests from the community who is committed to helping us all on our journey of spiritual transformation. Enjoy the show and be prepared to ask questions if you have them. Looking forward to seeing you today, tomorrow, and thereafter. Enjoy.
Well, good morning and happy couple days after Christmas. It is the 27th, it is Sunday, and we are on our way to exiting 2020, entering 2021, and I'm so excited just to let go of the shackles of 2020 and to jump into the joy of 2021. And no better way to do it than here on Spirit Talk Radio on a Sunday morning with Shelly Hofford. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning.
How are you doing this lovely Sunday morning?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. We have a bunch of listeners here listening in to see what you're going to talk to everyone about. What is our topic of conversation going to be about as we're preparing ourselves to transition into the new year? What do you have for us today?
I'm going to be talking about the tarot.
Okay.
And I'll be doing tarot readings for the callers. I also can do medium or pet psychic. Our clairvoyant readings that they prefer.
All right. Well, then let's get on with the show. I would love to hear, as you're talking about tarot, a lot of people out there have decks and stuff. You know, if you have any thoughts or insights you can share with people as they think about what there is to do to prepare to let go and ignite, so to speak, the new year.
I feel that it's good for people to write down their goals. You know, it feels as we've had that on the 21st, that Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, you know, I think that energy that from that conjunction is coming into the new year. You know that we're kind of in the Aquarian time, which is kind of a new age metaphysical time, a time for a lot of people to grow spiritually. It's a time to let go of the things in your life that are not making you happy and that are not working for you, you know, to release those and to let them go. And you can write them down on a piece of paper, everything you want to release, and burn the paper, you know, and burn it. And then it's a time to make plans for your for the future, and in terms of your relationships, your finances, your career, your health concerns. Also write something down what your goals are for the new year, and put that and keep that. So that's my message for the year.
I love it. That's perfect. That's perfect. I love that. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
So your topic you're going to talk to us about intuitive tarot.
Yes. The first thing I want to let people know is that the tarot symbolism was deeply rooted in medieval and Renaissance Europe and originated in northern Italy in the late 14th century, and the tarot was first used as a game in Italy and France, and then later became a divination tool in France and England. In the Golden Dawn Metaphysical Occult Society taught the occult arts in the 18th century, mostly in England, and they were one of the first esoterical schools to value the mystical meaning in tarot symbolism. And one of the members of the Golden Dawn was a British occultist, a Rider Waite, and Waite was the first to incorporate both the minor and major arcana into one deck. You know, the tarot is composed of both the minor and major arcana. There's about 78 cards. And in 1909, he created the Waite Rider Tarot and wrote the book, The Picturos Key to the Tarot. So if anyone's ready for a tarot reading, I'm ready to give you a reading.
All right, we're going to have our first caller. Our first caller today is Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hi, Shelly.
Good morning, Melissa.
Hi, Shelly. Hi, Shelly. How are you? And hi, Angela. Arizona. Hi, I have a question. It's a relationship question, and it's a new interest. And we had a little bit of a disagreement. But do you see this moving forward? Do you see that moving forward, having a nice conversation between us? What do you see in this within a month or two? He starts with the letter I. I'm focusing on him right now. His glasses.
I feel that, in the next week, I would say within the next 7 days, that both of you are going to put the disagreement behind you. I don't feel that this is going to break up your relationship. I feel that you can put it behind you and move forward, because we have the Ace of Cups, which is the Ace of Cups is love and the kind of the beginning of love. So, you know, it's always new beginning. So it's kind of a new represents a new beginning for your relationship in just the next 7 days. I feel over the next 4 to 6 months that you'll be building your relationship. Within the four to six months, it looks like the relationship becomes stronger, that you're building the four, because the four of wands, which is a relationship card, the four also has to do with building a new foundation. So it looks like that you're kind of moving away from somebody. I feel that there was somebody else and you kind of moved away from that relationship, and then you met this guy and got into a new relationship. So it feels like you're letting go of your past relationship and embracing love with the new man, that you're embracing love and embracing a new relationship. And if you want an in-depth relationship reading, because I have more information, but I don't have time to share it, just call me at 818-744-5241, or go to my website, Psychic Shelley, Shelley, H like in Harry, O like in Oscar, F like in Frank, B as in boy, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, G as in George.com, and I can give you more detailed information that I'm picking up about this relationship. I can share it with you. But
yes,
it looks
yes,
good.
Shelley.
It looks good.
It looks good. Okay, that's beautiful. Thank you for your info. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so
all
much
right.
for being here. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Have a happy new year. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. All righty. That was awesome.
All right. So I'm going to continue my talk on the tarot. The tarot, which is an ancient divination tool, came from the collective consciousness of people, the ancient Kabbalah teachings, the myths, philosophies, and religion of man, and from the divination derived from numerology and astrology, and one can use the tarot cards and their imagery to gain symbolic meaning. One can glimpse meaning from the universal pictures and symbols on the cards, universal symbols on the cards, feelings and knowing. When you play with the tarot and unlock the symbolic meaning of the universal symbols of the tarot, you will understand the language of their images that translate through your subconscious mind. And the tarot is composed of 78 cards that contain powerful imagery with deep wisdom. So I'm now ready to take my next caller.
Alrighty, so your next caller up is Sherelle. Sherelle's from Michigan. She has a spirituality question. You're up, Sherelle.
Hello. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. How can I help you, dear?
Well, I would just like a message from the other side, please and thank you.
It feels like to me that there that was a grandmother, and I'm feeling a grandmother she's coming through from the father's side of your family. I feel you maybe have been closer to the grandmother on the mother's side of the family, but the grandmother is coming through from your father's side of the family. I feel when she was younger that she had darker hair, because I'm seeing her hair dark. You know, of course it's gray because she's older, but I'm seeing her hair. I'm seeing her. She's appearing to me as she looked when she was younger, and she had, you know, the dark hair and the dark eyes. So your grandmother is coming through and saying that that the next 6 months of the new year, there's going to be a lot of changes coming up for you, that you may be going in a different direction with career. That may involve education to get into a new career. That you're going to be closer to family. She says she wants you to spend more time with family this coming year and to be closer with family, and that you may be closer to a man, that you may be in a romantic, you're in a romantic relationship with him, or you're getting into a relationship because there's a man coming up with dark hair, dark eyes, and there's going to be love in your future. So she's saying in the next 6 months of the New Year's is, you know, bringing a lot of new things to you, new love, you know, education, new career. A lot of changes are coming to you. Yeah, she's also talking about a loss that you had encountered. Was there a relationship that broke up this year, or a loss of a family member?
Yes, it's been a lot of heartbreak for me. Yes.
Yeah, she said there was a lot of loss, but she says your heart is going to mend, and your heart is going to heal. And she says, don't think about what happened in the past, because, you know, going into, you know, 2021, there's a lot of new things coming your way, a lot of good things coming your way, and you are going to have new love. And if you would like more information, you know, call me at 818-744-5241. Or go to my website, which is Psychic Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, H-O-F-B-E-R-G, PsychicShelleyCoffer.com. And, you know, my special is 30 for 40 minutes. And 50 for an hour, and I can give you a lot of detailed information about what is coming up for you for the new year. So thank you for calling, dear.
Okay. Thank you. You have a great day.
Have a good one. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you.
All righty.
And I'm going to continue my talk on the tarot. The tarot is divided into two parts, the minor and major arcana within the deck of cards. The minor arcana comes from modern playing cards. It's composed of 56 cards that are divided into four suits. The suit of cups represents relationships and emotions. The suit of wands represents actions, career, and business. The suit of pentacles represents your material concerns, your money, the manifestation of creative ideas. The suit of swords represents conflicts, and conflicts are lessons that we need to learn. You know, they're not really bad. You know, all of us have lessons that we need to learn. And there are four elements that are associated with the suits of the minor arcana. The suit of swords, there's four elements associated with the minor arcana. The cups, water, our emotional state of being, and our intuition that comes from the higher mind. Wands, fire, our spiritual nature. And it is all the ideas coming from spirit manifest on the physical plane. The pentacles, earth, how we use our ideas and skills to create material and spiritual progress. And swords, air, is using our wisdom to overcome any conflicts to create change. And each of the four suits represent lessons that need to be learned by the person asking for guidance from the imagery presented. I'm now ready for my next caller.
All righty. I'm going to take our next caller. You're on the air. Good morning. Haven't had a chance to go through. You have a lot of people on, but I don't know the person's name, but they're on the air. Are you there? Hello, hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
What's your
this
name?
This is Amy.
Here? Hi, Amy. And Amy. Annie?
Amy.
Oh, Amy.
Amy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little hard of hearing. And Amy, how can I help you?
I'm interested in information about a new love relationship, please.
And I'm feeling that he has, dark hair, dark eyes, and I'm getting like an R or a B initial. Does he have an R or B in his name?
Ray.
Oh, okay, because I got the R and the B and the R. I feel Ray has dark hair, dark eyes, that he's a very independent man. Very hardworking. I feel career orientated. You know, he's very involved with his career. He seems to have a lot of high standards and high ideals when it comes to a relationship. There's a lot of high standards and ideas. So I feel that he, the relationship may be challenging for you because of this. He has high expectations in the relationship, and if things are not going the way he wants, he will communicate that. So he expects a lot from you, so that could be kind of a challenge for you in the relationship. But it does look like over the next 2 or 3 months that the relationship between you and Ray will become stronger over the next 2 or 3 months. And it looks like that he is committed, making a commitment to the relationship, that there's going to be a strong commitment, and that this is somebody that will do things, want to do things to make your life better, that will want to do things to help you. You know, it looks like Ray has a very good heart and will do things to help you. And it looks like he will be supportive of you. I'm not talking in terms of, you know, like financial support. I'm talking about in terms of emotionally supporting you, that he will be supportive of you, that it looks like you didn't get a lot of support and consideration of your feelings from the last boyfriend. And I feel that this is a better boyfriend for you and that he will give that to you in this relationship. So things look really good for you and Ray. And if you have any more questions or would like to take advantage of my special, which is $30 for 30 minutes and $50 for an hour, call me at 818-744-5241 or go to my website, Psychic Shelley. S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, H-O-F-B-E-R-G. And if you want to find out about upcoming classes or events that I might have, go to the Psychic Development Circle, Shelley, on Meetup. And thank you for your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm not going to continue my talk about the tarot, and then I'm going to take then we'll take our next caller. The symbols on the tarot, they represent the past, present, and future experience we're having in our life situation. There are four court cards ascending in order of the page, knight, queen, and king, and they represent the different types of people in our lives. The page is, you know, a younger person represented by a child learning life lessons. The knight is someone who represents acting out various life lessons to learn from, and the queen and king are representations of more mature people who are accomplished and have achieved success. And as mentioned earlier, both the minor and the tarot cards are linked to astrology and numerology. And each number on the minor arcana cards expresses an esoterical meaning. And the numbers on the minor arcana are the tools used to help gain a greater awareness about our life lessons. And the key to understanding the meaning of the tarot, it can be discovered through the numbers 1 through 10, the numbers of each of the suits. The numbers of each of the suits have four court cards and 10 cards each of the suits, which is the cups, pentacles, swords, and and wands. I'm now ready to take my next caller.
Perfect. Your next caller is going to be Ann. Ann is from California, and she would like a mediumship reading.
Hi, Ann.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, and Anne, how can I help you?
I'd like a connection possibly with my dad, but if not, you know, I'm open to whoever's is there to be connected.
Oh, you want to connect with your you want to connect with your dad on the other side? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Your dad, I feel, was a very kind person, very loving, very kind. I pick up kind energy. I pick up loving energy from him. People gravitated towards him, you know, because they could feel love coming from him. And he was well liked by, he was loved by his family. And in his career, I feel that a lot of people really respect and liked him. This was someone that was well-liked. He didn't have a mean bone in his body. He was a very good man. And I feel that he, the family was very important to him. It looks like he stayed with the family and stayed with your mother and kept the family together. And your mother is the love of his life. And I feel that he is still around you and your siblings, and that he is also with your mother, that he spends a lot of time around your mother. He seems to be concerned about her. Is your mother alone at this time?
No, she passed 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. She's not alone then. She's with him. When your mom was alive, you know, because he passed on before your mother, that he was concerned that, he didn't want to leave her alone. And he was very concerned about that. And when she was alive, his spirit was around her all the time, and with her all the time. And I feel she became ill, that he was really instrumental in helping her to pass over.
No, it's the opposite. If the opposite is true. My mom was with my dad while he was ill.
Oh, your dad was ill. Oh, okay. Okay, I was picking up an illness, so I may have got it backwards.
Yeah.
You know, I was picking up concern
for many years. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel that, she was there when he made his, transition, that she was with him. And your parents love you very much, and they are a strong part of you and your siblings' life. You know, they're still very much involved in life. They're and around their grandchildren, with the spending time with the grandchildren, and still with you. Our family members often, when they pass over, will stay with the family and be with the family. And they are concerned about a difficult situation you seem to be in. Are you having a difficult situation with someone?
Someone in the family wants to change the will, and I want to keep it to my dad's wishes.
Oh, okay. That's a difficult situation, because they said that you were very upset and concerned about a difficult situation, that if you get an attorney, that your family member is not going to be able to change the will. The will is a legal document, and they're not going to be able to change that document, because both your mother and father were of sound mind when they wrote that will. And they would have to, and they may try to say that they weren't, but there are doctors that can say, the medical doctors, that I feel it could go to court, and doctors will come into court, your family, your mom and dad's doctors, to say that there was nothing wrong with them, that they were very competent.
It shouldn't get to that point,
but I think that that's what this family member is trying to push for. I feel it's a sibling, and I feel if they feel they get it into court, that they can get their way. I don't think it's going to come to court, but I'm just letting you know that that's what the family member has been discussing with the lawyer and trying to do.
Okay.
That's what your parents are telling me that the family member is trying to do. But I don't. They're saying for you not to worry. It's going to be settled out of court.
Yeah. I would still hope to have a positive relationship with the siblings, and that this won't tear it apart.
I feel that the sibling, that there's at least two or three siblings, I see you having a relationship with at least two of them, because they're going to be, they seem to be also to be upset with the other sibling. So I see that you're going to have a relationship with a sister and two sisters. I feel there's two sisters, and that you are going to have a relationship with your sisters. It feels like it's a brother that is the one who is, I could be wrong, if it's not a brother, then I'm picking up male energy. If it's a sister, I'm picking up a lot of male energy from the sister. The one who is trying to change the will, when they don't get their way, they're going to be very upset. They're going to be very angry and probably turn away from the family. So you probably will, you know, not be seeing that sibling again. And try not to let it hurt you. Your parents said, try not to let it hurt you to concentrate on the relationship with the other siblings that you're going to be having.
Okay.
The relationship with the other, you are going to have a relationship with your other siblings. It's going to be okay.
Oh.
And if you have any more questions, you could reach me at 818-744-5241 or go to my website, Psychic Shelley, Shelley, Hofberg, PsychicShelleyCoffer.com, and my special is $30 for 30 minutes and 50 for an hour. And if you want to know about any upcoming events or classes that I'm doing, just go to Meetup and go to the Psychic Development Circle, Shelley. And it's going to be okay, dear. The will is going to they're
Thank
not
you.
Going to be successful in changing the will.
All right. Thank you so much for your help. Thanks for the connection.
You're welcome, dear. I'm now going to continue my talk on the tarot, and then I will take my next caller. We talked about I mentioned the numerology linked to the tarot. And we also have the major arcana, which is composed of 22 cards that contain archetypes and symbols that are both intuitive and spiritual in nature. And the major arcana ranges from the Fool to the World card. And the major arcana, which has been linked to astrology, contains esoterical knowledge about our human experiences in our spiritual nature. And the major arcana also corresponds to either a planet or astrological sun sign that will provide deeper insights from those associated symbols. And the key to understanding the meaning of the tarot can also be discovered for your intuitive interpretation, as well as having an understanding of their basic meaning. And so I'm now ready for my next caller, please, Angel.
Absolutely. Your next caller is Jennifer. Jennifer's from Canada. Good morning. You are on the air. She has a romance question. This is turning into the relationship show for you today, Shelley.
Okay. Love is in the air. Yeah.
Hi, Shelley. Were you on Psychic On Air when it was a radio show?
Was I on a radio show, you said?
Yeah, were you on Psychic On Air, the CBS one? Because your name's very familiar.
Was I on the CBS radio show? I've been on a lot of radio shows, but I haven't been on the CBS one, no.
Okay, well, I'll ask my question. But I'd like a tarot card reading on romance, please.
All right, you'd like a tarot card reading on someone, and who would you like a tarot card reading on?
I'm with someone now, so wondering if that relationship will flourish or if there's someone else in my future.
It feels like that there's going to be a choice between two relationships. Because the Two of Pentacles is kind of a card of two, indicates two is the number of polarity, more than one thing. And the Two of Pentacles is showing me that you're kind of maybe going to end up going back and forth between two relationships. I feel that there is a relationship around you now with someone that you have strong feelings and emotions towards, and that you would like for that relationship to move forward and work out. But it also feels like there's a man from your past with kind of darkish hair, darkish eyes. This is a past relationship. It feels like it's been at least 6 months to a year, possibly longer, that you have seen this person or have heard from him. And it feels like he is doing a lot of soul searching and thinking a lot about the past and having a lot of regrets about the way, about ending the relationship and about the way he treated you in the past, that he's having a lot of regrets and that he is thinking about contacting you. So I feel that you're going to hear from a past love, and that he is going to, and that he is wanting to to have a new beginning with you, to rekindle the relationship. So it's kind of a choice between two people, but I'm kind of feeling more strongly that you're going to be choosing the guy that you're seeing now. Because it looks like the guy you're seeing now would be the better choice, because that looks like that's going to become, over the next 3 to 4 months, a stronger relationship, and that if you're not living together, that you could end up living together. It feels like he is going to want to move forward with the relationship and have a stronger commitment. It feels like it could work out, and that it could even, in 2 years, become a marriage, because I'm getting the marriage card. I feel that if you go back to the guy from the past, that if you're kind of jumping into from the frying pan into the fire, that I don't feel that he's changed. I feel he's going to tell you that he's changed. I don't feel he's changed, and I feel that you would go back, that you would have the same problems and difficulties that you did before. And I really feel the guy that you have now is really a good guy for you.
Excellent. Thank you, Shelley.
And if you have any more questions, you can call me at 818-744-5241 or go to my website, Psychic Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, H-O-F-B-E-R-G, PsychicShelleyHoffer.com. And my special is $30 for 30 minutes and $50 for an hour. And I hope whatever you do, you stay with the new guy, because I really think that this relationship could end up being a marriage.
Yeah, spiritually, he is a good guy. Yeah.
He's really a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
And I'm ready. If anybody has any questions about the tarot?
Well, you've got lots of people waiting to hold. Do you want to take your next caller?
Yes.
All right. We're going to take our next caller. Our next caller is Cindy. Cindy is from Florida. She has a relationship question. You've got Shelley. Cindy, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Shelley. Hey. This is Cindy from Florida. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to know if you have any messages from anyone in spirit or anyone that might be helping me try to find a new relationship and the right person. I've just been kind of on my own for a few years, kind of just doing my own thing, and I was wondering if you see anything coming in for a relationship.
Is your mother, I know your grandmother's on the other side, but is your mother also on the other side, or a mother or
no.
grandmother on, is there a mother and a grandmother on the other side?
I have a grandmother on the other side, yes, both of them.
Oh, okay, and is this your mother's mother?
I have both over there.
Yeah, I feel the grandmother I'm picking up is your mother's mother.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm picking up the grandmother on your mother's side of the family, and she's saying something about your mother, that your mother has not been happy for a while and has and has had some health issues. And she hasn't been happy for a while, and she's very concerned about your mother. You know, she doesn't want her daughter to be alone. And she would like it if you made an effort to have a closer relationship with your mother this year, and that if you would start to maybe spend some time with her. And when the virus is over, to maybe, you know, go out and do things with her. Your mother's been a little sad, and your mother is not one to talk about her feelings. She kind of holds her emotions inside, but she says she wants you to spend time with your mother.
Okay, and that makes sense. And she has had health issues, and she's pretty much stays at home because she's in so much pain, and the doctors haven't been able to figure out what the problem is, and she's just going around in circles. And so she's pretty much, most of the time, she's homebound and doesn't want to go anywhere because it's such a strain on her. And I live like 4 or 5 hours away from her. And so I don't get down there as much, you know, with finances, and I have a farm to take care of and the animals and to be able to go down.
Yeah, your grandmother says try to make an effort, you know, or try to bring her to your farm, you know, try to get her to come, you know, she says you could tell your mother that you talked to a medium and what she said. And, you know,
she
said
would freak out. My mom would throw me out of her house.
If I told her that,
she would never speak to me again.
Sorry about that. But, you know, she says to try to make an effort, maybe get some help, someone to help you with the animals if you need to take off to be with your mother, and try to be with her and try to spend time with her, that she really does need you, and she's too stubborn to tell you.
Yep.
And as for a relationship, yes, there is somebody. Your grandmother said, and your grandfather's coming through now also. And your grandfather is telling me, yes, there is a strong love relationship in your future coming up in February, which is February is kind of the month of love because we have Valentine's in February. So coming up in the month of February, there is a love relationship for you. And it's interesting that you're talking about, and it's interesting that you're talking about having a farm, because it looks like he has a horse farm or a stable, a horse stable, that he has horses, that he raises horses.
Oh, wow. You see how we meet?
Is he what? No, I feel he's in the same state as you.
Okay.
And I'm seeing horses. I see that he raises horses. And so he's both, you know, so he loves animals, so he's involved with animals like you are, and it has something to do with your farm or his horses that either you go to, you know, are going to where he's having the horses are, or he's coming to your farm. It seems like the animals are a connection that is bringing you and him together.
Okay.
So your grandfather says that there is love for you. And if you would like to receive more message from your loved ones or have more, get some more information about the new relationship, because I'm picking up more information, but I just don't have time to give it to you, you could call me at 818-744-5241 or go to Psychic Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-H-O-F B-E-R-G, Psychic Shelley Hoffberg, .com, and my special is $30 for 30 minutes and $50 for an hour. And the minutes are different on the webs that are posted, you know, but, you know, so don't pay attention to them. You would get the special. And have a happy new year, and you will have love in February, dear.
Thank you very much. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For the special messages.
You're welcome.
All right, you got about 14 minutes left in the show, Shelley, and you have a handful of people still waiting for readings. Do you want to just continue with readings, or do you have anything else you'd like to share with your intuitive tarot presentation?
I gave all the information I have on the tarot.
Okay. Well, let's take the next caller for you.
What, dear?
Let's take the next caller for you then.
Okay. I just wanted to let people know they can find out about upcoming classes and events if they go to the Psychic Development Circle, Shelley, on Meetup. I'm ready for the next caller.
All righty. Your next caller is Sharon. Sharon's from New York, and she'd like a mediumship reading.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Shelley. Thank you.
Hi.
I was just hoping to connect with you. I'm hanging in there. And you?
I'm hanging in there, yes.
And Sharon, just hoping to connect.
Who would you like to connect to?
You know, my mom or dad or son. Need some family right now.
I feel that your son and your mom and your mother or father, that your mother or father are with your son. That
right.
They are like his
right.
guardian angels. They are watching over him, and they are caring for him, and that he is with them. And when he made his transition, often when we make our transition, our family members will come and help us to make the transition. So both your mother and father were in the room when he made his transition, and they helped him to cross over, and he has been with his grandparents ever since.
Shelley, my son died first. My
Your son
died
what?
Before. My son died
oh,
before my parents.
Them. Oh, okay, okay. Well, there was a man and a woman. So, did you have any aunts or uncles, or grandparents that crossed over
oh,
before
I'm
your mom
sure.
and dad?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Okay,
I'm sure
probably,
I did. Yeah.
It's probably your grandparents I'm picking up then. So, you know, not your parents.
Yeah.
It's probably your grandparents. Because
yeah,
there was definitely a man and woman. And I picked him up as mother and father, but, you know, I feel it's your probably your grandfather and your grandmother, but they identified themselves as mother and father, so I'm sorry for the confusion.
That's
so I feel
okay.
it's your grandfather. So I feel it's your grandfather and grandmother that helped your son make his transition.
Okay, I'm sure. I have some family issues down here, and I was hoping to get some advice from them.
Is the family, there seems to be a lot of discord in the family. It seems to be a lot of disagreement about something. There's something the family is not agreeing on, and is causing a lot of discord, and it seems to be involving more than one family member.
Yeah.
Is there a mother or sister involved in this?
No, for me, it's with my daughter and her family.
Oh, the daughter. Oh, okay. Okay. When you say her family, you mean her in-laws?
No, her husband and children.
Oh, her husband and children. Okay, sorry about that. I feel what is going to happen. The situation is not going to get resolved probably until April, May. I could be wrong about the timing. Keep in mind that it's very hard to predict time psychically. So this could be either April, May, or this could be happening before April, before we get into the month of April. It feels that as a result of this situation, because I feel that your daughter has been influenced by the husband, but it feels like his interfering with your relationship with your daughter is going to backfire, because I'm not seeing your daughter staying with her husband. I think that she's upset. I think that she's confused. I think that she's lashing out and you're getting caught in the crossfires. I think that she's going to end up having a change of heart and not agreeing with the husband. Right now she's being influenced, but I feel that it's going to end up breaking up her marriage, this problem. This is coming from your grandparents. And they say it might be right now, it maybe doesn't appear to you that it's going to happen, you know, that this could happen. But they're saying it is going to happen.
I was hoping my mother could tell me, you know, what to do, because I want her to be happy. I wish she would just change, you know.
I do, honestly, your people on the family on the other side is telling me that she is going to end up getting out of that relationship. It doesn't, right now she's not doing that. It's going to take, you know, it could take up until April, May for this to happen. But as a result of what's going on, your daughter is unhappy. She's confused. She does love you very much. She is going to end up getting out of that relationship. They're telling me, this is not coming from me psychically. This is coming from your family on the other side that's telling me this.
Is there anything I can do, Shelley, to help her?
I feel what you, Sharon, what you need to do is to let her know that you love her and that no matter what is going on, that you will always, that regardless of what's going on, that you love her very much, and that when she's ready to talk to you, that you will be there to help her and listen to her. That when she's ready, that you're not pressuring her, but when she's ready, that you want her to know that you're there for her, that you love her very much, and that you will do anything that you can to help her if she needs you. Tell her that. She's going to come around. Right now, you know, it's not good because he's interfering with your relationship. He's kind of like in the way. He's interfering. He's controlling of her. But honestly, she's gonna end up getting out of that situation. Another thing you don't know that your grandmother just told me is that she's going to find out he's cheating.
Oh, God.
She's going to find out that he's cheating. You what, dear?
I've suspected that for a long time. But
yeah.
I just figured, you know, and he'll probably try to blame me for it.
He'll try to, but your daughter's going to know it's not your fault. He's been cheating with this woman for going on at least a year or two, 1 or 2 years. But your daughter is going to find out, because the spirit is going to open your daughter's eyes, and that when spirit intervenes, it's not to hurt your daughter. Your family on this other side is intervening. It's not to hurt the daughter, but they feel that she needs to know so that her and her children can have a better life.
I just, am I going to be okay that I'm going to, because I feel like I don't have anything, I'm hardly making it, and I don't know how to be able to support them.
To support your children, your daughter and children, you said?
Yeah, my daughter and grandchildren. I mean, I'm barely making it now, and I just, is anything going to get better for me so that I can?
I do feel, Sharon, that in January, February, you're getting a better paying job. And if you
have
any work, and if you are going to get a job, a better paying job, and if you have any questions, more questions, you know, if you want more information about the situation, call me at 818-744-5241 or go to my website, Psychic Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, H-O-F-B-E-R-G, PsychicShelleyHoffer.com, and my special is $30 for 30 minutes and $50 for an hour. But your daughter and you are going to have a relationship. She will get out of this situation.
Well,
thank you for calling, Sharon.
Yeah, thank you, Shelley.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Shelley, you have 3 minutes left. Do you have anything that you'd like to reach out to the people? There's a lot of people that still didn't get through. Maybe they can come and visit you.
I'd like people to know if they would like to find out about any upcoming classes or events, to go to the Psychic Development Circle, Shelley, on Meetup. And that my special is $30 for 30 minutes and $50 for an hour. And they could call me at 818-744-5241.
Okay. Another show. That was exciting. You had some good messages there for people. And for those of you who didn't get through, because there's a lot of people still on hold, just reach out to Shelley. She has a great price. You can't beat that price. And it's great to get a reading, to get yourself kind of on your feet, to kind of get your eyes kind of centered and focused as you enter the new year. It was always my favorite thing to do, was to get my New Year's reading so I could get my map out for the new year. And it's going to be a good year, isn't it, Shelley?
Yes, and if you want to find out more information, go to New Age Guild. New Age Guild is a directory that Angel's directory, and she's going to have a magazine, and she has events and magazines, and she has a radio show, and she has a YouTube channel, she has a psychic line, and she has a psychic directory. She offers all kinds of services, so go to New Age Guild.
Oh, my, thank you. Nice little plug there. I love getting a plug. So you got 90 seconds left to give you, your folks here, a really great call to action, Shelley. What do you have for them one more time, and how they can get in touch with you?
They could call me at 818-744-5241 or go to my website, PsychicShelleyHoffer.com, and they could, you know, send me a message there or call me.
All righty. Thank you so much for being on our show. It's always fun to have you here, and your messages are always so awesome. So thank you. Here's hoping that you have an absolutely fabulous time as you exit the new year, and that you have a fabulous, prosperous, and abundant 2021, Shelley.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Take care, everybody. And we will see you guys next Sunday. We will be here.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you. Take care. And ta-ta.
Thank you.